This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, is very enthusiastic about the debut novel by award-winning short story writer Sigrid Nunez. It's called A Feather on the Breath of God, and it explores the painful effects of displacement on an immigrant family in Brooklyn. Here's Maureen's review.
I've always remembered a chilling statement about the immigrant experience that the late Village Voice reporter Paul Cowan made in his moving 1982 autobiography, An Orphan in History. Cowan wrote, "Millions of immigrant families left the economically and culturally confining old world towns where they were raised and paid for the freedom and prosperity this country offered with their pasts." Cowan was generalizing from the case of his own forebears, who had allowed their Jewish identity to evaporate in the great melting pot. But I think he hit upon a profound truth. Almost no second-generation American in my acquaintance, myself included, knows the names of their great-grandparents. It's as though family memory was part of the baggage many immigrants checked and never retrieved on Ellis Island. In Sigrid Nunez's superb first novel, A Feather on the Breath of God, the split between the old and new worlds occurs even closer to home. Nunez's unnamed female narrator is the product of a marriage between two immigrants. Her father, Carlos, who's half Panamanian, half Chinese, grew up in China. Her mother, Krista, is German. This unlikely couple met shortly after VE Day in Germany, when Carlos was part of the American Army of Occupation. They married and moved to a Brooklyn housing project where our narrator, along with her sisters, grew up during the 50s and 60s. During those years, she tells us, her parents unhappily observed each other and their daughters across a great divide of culture and language. Our narrator feels especially alienated from her silent father, and you can understand why when you listen to her describe the Brooklyn apartment of her childhood. "In our house," she says, "there were no Chinese things, no objects made of bamboo or jade, no painted scrolls or fans. My father was the only Chinese thing, sitting like a Buddha himself among the Hummels and cuckoo clocks and pictures of alpine landscapes." As this decor suggests, the narrator's mother, Krista, was fiercely nostalgic, so the narrator knows something more about Krista's past, and we in turn learn about her youth in Nazi Germany. We also hear about the narrator's teenaged attempt to escape her discordant home life by obsessively studying ballet, and her love affair with a brutal Russian immigrant cab driver. "Broken English," the narrator dryly comments, "is my fate." The most astonishing thing about this sweeping American epic of spotty assimilation is that Nunez conveys all its pain and humor in a spare but intense 180 pages. Imagine the deliciously bloated saga a Michener or McCullough would have constructed out of this material. Instead, Nunez recreates the halting manner in which so many descendants of immigrants come to know or not know their family history. She tells her story through riddles, rumors, acid-induced insights, and poetry. I don't know just how much of this novel is autobiographical. Sigrid Nunez's name, her vaguely Asiatic-looking book jacket photograph, and her first-person narrative style all contribute to the impression that she's sharing personal recollections here. If so, out of the shadowy past that would have been her birthright, and is certainly, in any case, her narrator's, Nunez has created something luminous.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Feather on the Breath of God by Sigrid Nunez. This is Fresh Air.